this concerns a dispute that they have with Emerald, who are the regional flight operator for the Aer Lingus franchise, and that includes the Dublin to Donegal service on behalf of Aer Lingus, in addition to UK regional routes. The pilots have wanted to negotiate a collective agreement with Emerald, and the union has sought negotiations over the last number of months. And because Emerald has refused to engage, the pilots of Emerald have been engaged in a strict worked rule since the 24th of June. Now, as of tomorrow, from Tuesday, 25th of July, that action will escalate. So in addition to a refusal to work overtime or out of duty hours, it means that the pilots won't be contactable by the company outside of working hours and won't accept changes to the rosters with fewer than 24 hours notice. It's a step up of the industrial action, and it's very much in response to the company's failure to negotiate with staff representatives, with union representatives for the pilots. And the possibility is now that flights will be affected once the action escalates. So what the union have said very clearly is that FORSA and IALPA officials remain available for meaningful engagement aimed at resolving this current dispute. And we're urging the employer to engage in discussions. Emerald's refusal to engage has made this additional industrial action necessary. The union is willing to commence talks with Emerald management at any time, and that's always been its position. But without a meaningful engagement, a further escalation of the current action will become inevitable.
And do you foresee any resolution in the short term being forthcoming?
In the short term, it doesn't seem likely. Emerald have been quite adamant that they're not going to negotiate with union officials. And it's a slightly strange stance, we think, for an airline to take, because throughout the industry now, I mean, even some airlines who famously refused to negotiate with unions have actually been engaging directly with unions now over the last number of years, and very successfully. We've been involved in negotiating collective agreements on behalf of pilots and cabin crew, for example, at Ryanair. And for Emerald to refuse to engage on this basis, just to, as far as we can see, it doesn't make much sense. But the pilots at Emerald are resolute in their action. They voted overwhelmingly to back industrial action in order to secure negotiations toward a collective agreement. So in the short term, unless the company changes its position and begins to negotiate with the union, this industrial action, albeit at the moment a low-level industrial action, but it will continue to escalate. And the ballot of pilot members back in June included industrial action up to and including strike action if necessary. So at this point in time, I wouldn't say that strike action is necessarily expected, but if it continues to escalate, that will eventually become inevitable.